Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
God establishes those places. They're marked places. Places that you've got to reflect on if you're going to step into the future. Why is that? Why did God say you need to remember these things? Because the feeling is going to wear off. That's been 36 years ago we got that chest of drawer. And I walked past it this morning and didn't feel a thing. But on the day that it arrived at my house, I knew God had answered prayer for me and her. Now, I know that's not a big deal to you, but it's a big deal to me. And whenever the feeling wears off, he still wants you to grab a microphone and a Bible and tell somebody how you prayed in a chest of drawer and God answered right away. To remember what God has done, a memorial of thanks. God said, Joshua, you be strong and of good courage. Don't be afraid because I'm going to be with you. Too many times we forget what God has done in our life. And he said, listen, I want you to do these three things and I'm going to be out of your way. He said, number one, I want you to remember the trials of your faith. Anybody remember the trials of your faith? I'm talking about how soon we forget where God has brought us from. I'm just going to tell you, there are some things running through my head right now as clear as a video. Listen, greater than a DVR. I got them packed up in, do you do too, with memories of the past. And you can remember, listen, I don't know what it is about older folks, but they can remember dates and places. Daddy can remember dates and places the older he got, like it was yesterday. He couldn't remember his name when it was all said and done. But he could take me back to 1940 whatever. He said, I want you to remember that trial of faith. I do not want you, Jacob, to get up from this encounter with me and walk the same way you always used to walk. When you get up from this encounter, Jacob, because you've been a trickster all of your life, I want you walking with a limp. And whenever your children ask you, Daddy, what happened? Well, son, it's a war wound. I went to battle with God and God won. But I'm walking with this limp to remind me that if it had not been for the Lord out there in the wilderness, you wouldn't have a daddy right now. Remember the trials of your faith. He didn't just go out there and say, find some tree. He said, I want you to tell a man out of every tribe to literally go out in the middle of that river and dig up those great big stones, so big they'd have to put it on their shoulder. This wasn't no pebble. This was going to be a memorial that was going to last through generations. God intended it that way. He said, I want this to be such a marker that it costs you something to dig up this stone. You didn't hear what I said. I'm talking about it cost you something. There are some things you went through that it passed right on by. But there are some things that you've been through in your life that left a scar that you say, I wouldn't have made it thus far. And God said, I don't want you to ever forget who it was that brought you through that place right there. Come on, talk to me, somebody. You know why that it's supposed to be something for you to remember the trial of your faith? It's because that scar, that place, that memorial is not even about you. It's about the next generation. Joshua didn't tell them to stack up stones for their generation. He said, I want you to stack up stones. Lord, I rebuke the clock this morning. I want you to stack up stones as a memorial, not for you to see, but when your children and your children's children come and ask you, what meaneth this stone? You can tell them, these stones is where we crossed over, son. This was a hard place that we were at. I loved hearing my dad. He's not here anymore to tell me those stories. If you think I talk, you should have been around him. He could spin it, boy. He said, we didn't have no social media. World War II coming up. They bombed Pearl Harbor, and Dad was 2 weeks down in Santa Rosa Beach blowing up stumps with dynamite. Didn't even know we were at war. He said, some guy came down there and told him, hey, did y'all hear the news? He said, what news? He said, we're at war with Japan. They bombed Pearl Harbor. Didn't have no social media. Ladies and gentlemen, God wants us to remember the trial of our faith, because it wasn't some easy stump to get over. It wasn't some light thing that I walked through. This one caused me some pain. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And it's not even about me. It's about my kids and my children's children. It's a memorial for them. If they hear the old man and the old woman still giving praise over things from way back there, let me say it like this. If the God of my fathers killed his Goliath, and he's still praising after all these years, then perhaps, maybe perhaps, when I get about my wits and my age and I understand right from wrong, I'll call out upon the same God as my father, and he will kill my Goliath when I confront him. Come on, musicians, I'm almost done. A memorial is not an idol. It's a marker for your remembrance. The blood, the sweat, and the tears. It's a weight that far exceeds anything else, but it's building up a glory in your life. Come on, say amen, somebody. Second thing you need to know is that God wants you to rehearse the testimonies of your faith. Tests always precede testimony. He said, God said to Joshua, he said, you tell them, when your children, said your son's going to come, and they shall ask. Didn't say maybe, he said he was shall ask. I encourage every mom and dad, every grandparent, to sit down with your children and tell them how you got saved. Tell them how God provided for you. Tell them when you didn't have groceries in the house and you were doing everything to make ends meet, but God stepped in and supplied the need right then, and it was nothing more than God Almighty. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because you walk through that test. It doesn't. See, in society today, we just want to give it to the kids, and they never have to understand the price that needs to be paid in order to get there. And when mom and dad pass off the scene and they're dead, and you can't go back and get a check from daddy, you have not prepared those children for what real life is going to be. And rest assured, it's going to be worse for them than it was for you growing up. So you better get them battle ready. You better teach them how to pray. Don't just pray for them. Teach them how to pray. Don't just pray at them. Teach them how to pray. Teach them how to take this Bible and open it up and find the answer that they need. Pastor, I'm broke. You don't have to go to nobody but yourself. Teach your babies how to read this Bible. Rehearse. Rehearse the testimony of your faith. Tell them about the blood. Are y'all still with me? It's 12:05. I got one shot. Tell them about the blood. Tell them it was the blood that cleanses you from a multitude of sin. Tell them about the prayers that's been answered. Tell them about how you crossed over multiple times as God kept his hand upon you. Come on, somebody. Tell them about the faithfulness of God. Tell them about the promises of God that are yea and amen. Tell them about the strong arm of the mighty God who brought the children of Israel out, and he'll bring you out. Tell them about the faithfulness of God who said in your darkest hour, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. You better rehearse it while you can. I got a book at my house right now that I've been writing on to give to him. It tells how I got saved. Now, he's heard me preach so long, he's probably heard most all the stories I'll put in there. But there's some things I can't say in public. I'm writing it down to give it to him. You know why? Because he needs to rehearse the testimony. See, the reason why you're not excited about my testimony this morning and you're only thinking about where's the burger joint is because it's all well with you. It's all good, Pastor. That's you. Oh, praise God for Pastor. Oh, no, my friend. You're going to go through your go-through, too. You don't get a testimony without a test coming first. And some of you are in the middle of it right now. Third thing, I'm out of your way. Third thing. Rehearse those testimonies. Tell them about the blood. Tell them. Listen, before that world tells them that you're not a boy, you're a girl. You better sit your son down and say, son, you were born a boy. You're my son. And more than taking them out, teaching them how to play baseball, swing a bat, or shoot a gun, you better raise up a man of God. Woman of God, you better sit that daughter down. And before she tries to go out with anything that's got jeans on, you better set some standards in her life and say, hey, this is the level you want to go at. If that boyfriend comes up and his van is jumping and smoke's coming out the side, you ain't going with him. Where are the men that are standing between the devil and their family? Oh God, let us stand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. Quickly coming. Let me tell you what you better tell your children in the time we're in. You better rehearse in their ears. Before they get a revisionist teacher who teaches them that America is a racist country. Before they get a godless professor in school, in college, that tells them to question that there is no God. More of our young people leave out of churches, and I don't care what denomination it is, go off to college and become indoctrinated in a godless philosophy from a professor. Let me just tell you something. You don't have to sit up underneath that and let your voice be silent. You better embed that inside of your children and grandchildren to such a degree that if they start hearing that garbage, let them forfeit the class, step out, and go get them another job. You're not hearing me. You better tell them before they were ever born who they are. You better tell them that it's peace that comes through Jesus Christ. You better tell them that the devil wants to wipe out every memory of your mother and I and your grandparents and your history. Well, Pastor, there's some bad memories going on. That's the reason why God gave you the default button. Put it under the blood and keep right on marching on. Let me ask you a question quickly. Is it worth it? Y'all not hearing me. Is it worth it? Look into the face of your children and grandchildren and your family and ask yourself the question, is it worth the sacrifice I have to pay? Then if it's worth it, pay the price. Pray the price. And then get up and let God be a God over your household.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you and help you in your walk with the Lord. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to get you the information. Or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to correspond with you. We want to thank you for joining us each day at this same time, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.